can't live without him.
So
that is why I love him so. He's so real to me.
One more time.
He's real, he's real. He's so real to me.
Time.
He's real, he's real, he's so real to me. Oh yeah, he's so real to me.
I know
so many people doubt him,
but
I can't live without him.
So real to me.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm coming up here because shame on me because I didn't bring my son here Sunday because he hurt himself at baseball. And you know what? God is the healer of all things. So
amen,
I don't
amen.
Even know why I didn't bring him. And he, so many kids, and where they were speaking so real. It's like, oh. But anyways, I'm about to tell you guys something awesome, what happened to me today.
Come on.
Amen. So I went to my, I clean houses. So on my second house today, the girl I work with, we've been friends for like 30 years. And she was explaining to me about how the wife's there, but she takes care of her husband and he's in a hospital bed in the living room. And right when I walked in, he looked dead on like my gramps. The features, he could have been his twin. And my gramps passed away like 11 years ago. I don't know, a few years ago, I would have been so emotional about it. Like I would have... You know, I would have cried. I wouldn't have been able to clean the house. But you know, I thought about it. I was like, I got him.
Like, amen, amen.
You know,
amen.
I got him. So,
yes.
And I just want to say, God bless you guys, and I can't wait for to hear from God.
Amen.
Sing, fill my way with love, page 28, and the only belief.
Let me walk, blessed Lord, in the way thou hast gone, leading straight to the land above. Yes, giving cheer everywhere to the sad and the lone. Fill my way every day.
time.
Oh, fill my way every day with love as I walk with the heavenly dove. Oh, let me go all the while with a song and a smile. Fill my way every day.
You know, Sunday night was good. It's so good to hear all the kids say what they're saying. You know, they're so smart. The questions they have, the testimonies and things, it's like they're so mature for their age. It just blows me away. And I get so much out of it. You know, everyone, Beth's talking about she's been here a year, AJ 2 years. I've been here 6 years now. Feeling kind of old in this thing a little bit. And a lot of things happened today. I've been with Pepsi 2 years. And this is Grandpa Kegley's heavenly birthday. Thinking about him, I'm thankful for the promise.
Yes.
I'll see my loved ones again. I don't have to doubt that at all. So I'm just real thankful. Go ahead, Brother Mike.
So grateful to be here. There's no place I'd rather be than here. I love the message. I love God. And He's been so good to me. 20 years ago, you know, I had a massive heart attack and damaged the whole front of my heart, and my pumping went from 65 down to 32. Well, there for a while, I didn't think I would have much longer to live, but I just handed it over to God and said, God, it's yours. You know, you can restore my heart. You can repair the damage, but I just want to have the years you want me to have. So he gave me 20 extra years. Well, I went to the doctor, and they did an EKG, and he says, well, your heart valve's getting weak. And I thought to myself, so you say. But God says I'm healed.
Amen.
Yeah.
Heart valves or not. You know, either way, I can't lose. Amen. You know what I like about this message is I'm no longer a slave to fear.
No, sir.
I'm no longer a slave to sin.
Amen.
I'm no longer a slave to doubt or any of those things.
Amen.
You know, when I lay down at night, I can go to sleep peacefully.
Amen.
Knowing that He's in me, He's with me, and He's watching over me.
That's right.
And I just wanted to praise Him for 20 more years that He gave me past my heart attack. And I don't know where it'll go from here, but He does.
Amen. God knows.
That's right.
God bless you, Brother Mike. I think I have something to back you up. When I got in here to church today, I got a little, you know, it's just a blessing to be in this space. You know, I got here a little early, had something to do, and, you know, I got to walk around this area over here that they dedicated for Brother Shaw. Mm-hmm. Such a sweet spirit in this area. And I see it, and it meant so much to me to be able to be a part of a body that has a vision. You know, Brother Childress had a vision, Brother Moore has a vision. We can sit in that and marinate in that, and it's a wonderful thing.
Amen.
So, and I want to just give a minute to thank God for what He's done for me.
Amen.
He's been wonderful.
Yes.
He's been faithful.
Yes.
He's brought me through. When I give Him something and let go, He takes
Amen.
Care of it.
Amen.
And over and over again, I thank God for proving Himself
thank
to
you.
Me.
Amen.
I thank God that, you know, I can come in here and be with the body of people that
Amen.
I feel comfortable with.
Yes.
You know, I don't have to look behind me. You know, there's a lot of things, places you go in this world that you have to worry about. There's your mind just worries about blah, this, that, or the other.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I don't have that here.
No.
And should I have that?
No.
I don't have to. There you go. And that's my thing. I was like, Lord, I don't have to worry about X, Y, or Z. My pastor showed me that way. I can release so many things, and it's wonderful to be there. So let's read a little scripture that God gave to me today.
Yes.
So we will go to, where was I? It's here. Let me find it real quick. Okay. Okay, I will. was in Romans. Okay, you know Brother Moore's favorite scripture. You know, but I was ahead of that. So, and this spoke to me, so I'll share it with you. Let me find it one more time. Here it is. So I'm in Romans 8, and I'm going to speak somewhere here around Romans 8 and 9. It says here, but if ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit, if so, be that the spirit of God dwell in you. Yes. Now, if any man not have the spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And then we'll move forward. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of Christ. But if the spirit of him that raised up God from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also give life to you, your mortal bodies, but his spirit that dwells in you. Therefore, brethren, ye are debtors, not in the flesh, to live after the flesh. But if ye live after the flesh, ye shall also die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. Amen. And, you know, I think about some of the things that I get to read, and it means so much to me because I know that I die to myself daily. Right. And I don't have to give to the thoughts and the things that, you know, that worry you if you worry about X, Y, or Z. Yeah. I can give it to God, and I do. And I thank God for that. There's so much peace here. And there's so much peace that I can walk out and manifest Christ in my life. And without this word, I couldn't do that. Amen. And I'm just grateful for that. Amen. I'm grateful that I can stand and just marinate in God. And I'm just thankful.
Amen. I'm happy to be here right now. I just got to identify because, you know, God's been too good for me to keep my mouth shut. Amen. And, you know, I was flipping around on Facebook earlier today. And Sister Lily, I hope you don't get mad at me. I'm going to dip into your little testimony there. But she had posted something, and it said, much is good. And so it took me to a familiar scripture where it says, you know, to whom much is given, much is required. But, you know, I forgot to add, all that is good. You know, there's much in it. I'm cool with, with much being given, and I'm good with the requirements of how much you get. It's well with my soul. So it just kind of helped, just, you know, lift my spirits up a little bit higher, help me, you know, posture up a little bit, you know, because, you know, we represent Christ. And I was just telling somebody this earlier today, you know, what we do out there and how we conduct ourselves and how we portray ourselves, we're emulating him. You ought to be, you know. It took me a long time to get that, you know, and I'm still learning that. You know, I don't always do everything correctly. You know, I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed, but I'm still a tool. You know, he can still use me. I'm in service. If y'all haven't known, I'm up here. This is my desire. I expect to come out here. I expect to testify. I expect to sing. Whatever he wants of me, I'm helping push this thing forward. I want to do this. I want to be here. I love hearing the testimonies. They get me through. I love hearing the songs because they just tie with the testimonies. And then when the preaching comes forth, man, oh my goodness, I just need it all. I need it all, from the handshake to the door, the greeting, the warm greeting at the door. These elders, man, these deacons, they answer the door and they shake all that stuff. They dust you down before you get in here. You're in the presence of the Lord. You know what I'm saying? You bring them with you, you know? Shine you up, they dust you out. Okay, go get on in there. Get on in there. You know, I need all of that. Yeah. And then I get my dessert with Pastor handshaking me out. The last person I get to see at the door, you know. I'm like, man, this place, what a blessed place. God bless you guys.
St. John chapter 14. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you.
Amen.
He's told us everything. Mm. So I'm going to get, you know, one of the preachers says, if you don't use it, you lose it.
Come on.
So I'm going to play a little song. Amen. Just go ahead and sing my desire.
Amen.
To what I want to do.
Yes.
See? I just want to be what?
Wait a minute.
I gotta get my stuff like I like it. Y'all don't do that to me. I just wanna be where you are, welling daily.
Sister Belinda, you just brought back something to my remembrance. I was just reading, I just opened the book and opened up the Luke 16. And this goes back to what Brother Moore was saying Sunday, where you've got to wholly serve God.
Yeah.
He doesn't want second place. He doesn't want third place.
That's right.
First or nothing.
Amen.
But I was reading this, and it made me think a couple of things. I'll read it first, but it's Luke 16:16. The law and the prophets were unto John.
Right. Uh-huh.
Since that time, the kingdom of God is preached.
Amen.
And every man presses into it. And I stopped right there, and I'm like, whoa, press. Yeah. So,
amen.
What does that mean? You're putting God first.
Come on.
You know, you're not sitting on your hunches and putting God second.
Come on.
I read that, and I'm like, wow, that Brother Moore, you know, I mean, how many times have I read that scripture, and it, you know, just goes over your head, and then it just popped out at me, and I was just thinking, God, that is so true. You got to put him first. I mean, there it is right there. You know, and I was thinking, you know, that's where Sister Spears got that from.
Yep.
I remember she used to say, you've got to press.
That's right.
She kept saying that, you know, and I don't know, there it is. And I was thinking, you know, the salmon, when they're out in the sea and they're coming back to produce the next generation, they got to swim upstream.
Right.
And, you know, there's many obstacles and there's many predators.
Mm-hmm.
And not all the salmon that head upstream make it.
Amen.
So, there's, you know, there's some that fall by the wayside. But it's those that actually overcome all of the pitfalls, all of the obstacles, all of the predators, and make it back to the little pool where they started out. They're the ones that are capable of producing the next generation.
That's right.
And how much more us?
Amen.
You know, we have to overcome, we have to press.
Yes.
And, you know, and that little scripture right there just made me think about all these things. And
Amen. And
I just thank God for that.
Amen.
Amen. I'm ready to sing Leaning on Lasting Arms, but I see Brother Allen in here.
Amen.
Make yourself at home, brother. Okay. I'll go ahead and sing it then. It's 45 and Only Believe.
Amen.
You know, I was sitting there thinking and battling with myself, as I always do. But, you know, I'm thankful that we as believers, you know, we as born-again believers, we do always that which pleases the Father.
Right.
You know, and sometimes I think we almost overthink it.
We do. Oh, yeah.
You know. Because there's only one thing he's looking at. That's my soul. He don't give a lick about my flesh realm, my spirit realm. He's got plans for that. I think more forgiveness is when I do you wrong. Because you impute it to my flesh. He imputes things to my soul. But, you know, among each other, when we stick each other, you know, we kind of, you know, impute it to each other's flesh. Like, he did me wrong. You know? But, you know, I'm thankful to just have an understanding. And it just seemed like it just gets stronger and stronger and stronger.
Yes.
I was thinking the other day how how that, you know, you want to get closer to God, pray and read your Bible. Right. Yeah. But without finding a man, right, bring the word upon word.
Come on.
You can pray and read your Bible all you want. Won't do you a bit of good.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, and I'm so thankful that I know the exact truth.
Yes.
You know, the perfect truth. Yes. And, you know, I'm dwelling in light. I'm in Goshen. I see everything exactly where it's at. I don't, you know, the only thing I battle is Satan trying to, in my flesh realm and in my spirit realm, trying to get me to doubt, get me to fear, get me to worry, get me to, you know, fret about things. You know, but he's got it. He's got me as much as he could ever get me. You know, I'm as heaven bound as I could possibly be. We grow in the grace and the knowledge of the Lord, and just, you know, my understanding gets enlightened the more I hear the word preached.
Yes.
And as I read and pray, you know, it helps it tie.
Right. Amen.
I know where you're at. I remember being in one of our little house meetings we had back a few years ago. You know, Sister Spear said something, and I kind of stopped and I said, now, you know, most people don't realize she just quoted four scriptures.
Right.
You know, but if you don't know the Word of God, you think she's just making it up.
Right.
It doesn't mean much to you. But when you read the Bible and when you see what it is,
amen,
and then, you know, you read it again and it means something different, and it stands out to you, that's the Lord just taking that Word and just really working you over. And really giving you just a great understanding. And that's what makes Him so real to me.
Right.
Because that Word just keeps being enlightened more and more and more, and after however long it's been, it's like I'm just looking at it fresh, and just, you know, it seemed like every piece of the puzzle gets together, it just changes the whole picture.
Amen.
And makes it that so much brighter and that much so real. Mm-hmm. And you know, and I really enjoy this. I you know, I just love the truth.
Amen.
You said, say, well, I really
Amen.
Love Him. Well, I love the truth. That's Him. I love Him. That's the truth. You know, it's a personal thing. It's not just words on a page either. It's, you know, it's absolute truth.
Amen.
And, you know, you think about the world, and that's the thing where they lack.
Right.
They don't know any truth, no foundation, no anchor, no tie point to anything. That's why all they've got is their flesh realm and Satan taking it wherever they want to go. You know, nothing to call to, nothing to hold back. And I'm so thankful that I have an understanding, you know, full of faults. You know, I mean, I'm flesh. Flesh does that. You know, all the flesh, you know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's my flesh realm, my spirit realm. But my soul, so full of light.
Amen.
That,
yes.
You know, and that's the control tower.
That's it.
You know, my soul is my control tower to my flesh, to my
Amen.
Spirit.
Amen.
Sons of God are led by the Spirit of God.
Yes,
I don't even have to worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't even try
nope.
to live good. I don't even try, you know, to live up to this. I already possess it.
Amen.
You know, I've already got the family name. And I've already got my names on the will.
That's right, man.
You know, there's nothing more I can do. And I didn't even put that there. He put that there.
Yeah.
So I'm just thankful to how sure this is.
Yes.
How steadfast and sure this revelation, understanding has become and is becoming more and more and more.
Amen.
And so, you know, I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for the truth. That everything,
yes.
You know, Brother Ram said, you know every man you meet,
right.
And I surely do. And so I'm just so full of praise
Amen.
For that He has brought me to this place.
Yes.
You know, yes. And you sit there and say, well, yeah, you made the first move. You said, I do, I know, but I didn't know this marriage would be like this.
Amen.
This is wonderful, and it's greater and greater,
and
the best is yet to come.
Amen.
Amen. I'll sing this and we'll get him up. Remember the announcements. Got some holiday services coming up, and then Pastor and Jeremiah are traveling to San Diego December 1st through the 4th.
All right.
Leaning on last year.
What a blessedness. Father, thank you. Lord, I sing that song sometimes and I think about, you know, so many things in this life will fail, but we can lean on your everlasting arms. We can stand that word. You've never failed us one time, and we thank you for it. And thank you for this opportunity tonight, Lord, to come to church one more time and hear you talk to us and preach to us. We ask that you have your way. Thank you for the testimonies, Lord, and thank you for a revelation. To where we don't have to worry about our loved ones.
That's right.
Lord, that brings so much peace.
Yes.
And it's not just words to us, Lord. We actually have a clear understanding. We thank you for it. And Lord, thank you for everything you've done for us and changing our lives, Lord, and helping us along the way and making it brighter, giving us light in this dark hour. Lord, we got the greatest thing there is to have on earth, and we thank you for it. Be with your bride around the world. Touch those that need a touch in their body. Lord, we're believing that you'll continue to touch Brother James. And I see Sister Keene's not here tonight. Lord, we ask that you touch her body. Brother Lockett, Lord, when he's not back there, Lord, we know there's a good reason. Move on his behalf and touch. Lord, there's many unspoken ones. I won't mention them all tonight, but you know each and every need, Lord. And Lord, I always like to say, you're more than able. You know, the way I like to express it, just like a snap of a finger for you, it's that easy. And Lord, we're standing on that and trusting you. Thank you for everything you've done for us. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and ask. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. It's good to see everybody. Good to see my dad.
Amen.
In case you didn't know, I love him. And I appreciate him. Couldn't have asked for a better dad on this side. And I am thankful that my family and I believe the message together. You know, they don't have to apply their token to me, and I don't have to apply it to them. You know, that, not that we couldn't if we needed to, but it's good to be all fellowship around this word. And so I appreciate you having a dad that's a believer. And it's always good to see him. You know, a preacher, I got excited for a minute. I thought, is he going to preach tonight? So I ran to him. I said, you're preaching or are you listening? He said, oh, I'm listening. I said, all right, well, there's a good chance I'll be preaching there. But God knows what he's doing. And he knows what he wants. And, you know, we're a blessed group of people. And, you know, Sundays, evenings, every service is a blessing. But, you know, I was thinking about Sunday evening services, you know, when we first started that. God never has us start doing something and it's going to be void. You know, I've never seen that happen.
That's right.
When he leads you to do something, it's always been a blessing, edifying, a help. And Sunday nights have been a help from the very beginning. But, you know, to see her recently just really become more and more family night, where we're just talking amongst each other, fellowshipping. And what's so nice about it is amongst that fellowship, we're learning how to do things differently, maybe, or how to adjust here, or and sometimes just stronger in the word. You know, so many different things where we've crossed so many things. And you know, I think Sunday night, you know, it's not the only good Sunday night we had, but, you know, it was nice because we saw some of these young people talk. And Brother Moore is right, you know. Some of us, and, you know, I can say this now because I'm 43, you know, there was a time when I was actually the one that he was talking to tell the young kids, because I was the one in school. But now I'm not even there. I'm actually 25 years past that. And I don't mind that, you know, I've enjoyed every phase. But when you see people that are younger talking, it helps. It means something. You know, I watched it, you know, each testimony Sunday night, because, you know, I'm also selfish. I'm watching my own family, too. You know, I'm thankful that it blesses the body, but, you know, if it's me, it's me, it's me, oh Lord. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord, you know. And so to see my daughter testify, and my son and daughter talk to me after that service about certain things that stuck out, and that means a lot to me. And, you know, we say it all the time, but people's testimony sometimes, when you don't know that it's doing a lot in your own mind and the devil's battling for you, it's doing more than you think. The key is the yield. And you yield, God knows what needs to be said. And that's what I like about it. You know, all a preacher's really doing is going to do tonight is just yield. I'm going to get out of the way tonight and let God have his way. He's taught me to study to show myself approved. So I studied a little bit. I got a little thought. A lot of times he uses that in some form or manner. But you know, it's so open up here in my yielding that if he doesn't want to use a single note, that's what he gets. Because God knows what we need to hear. And what I love about God is it's not too late until it's too late. You say, what's that mean? Where there's breath, there's hope. As long as we're here, there can be another person get born again. As long as you're here, you have another opportunity to turn around. Now, I don't say that like you need to act like you got 30 years, because tonight could be the night we're going home. But I also thank God for his grace that I can come to church and reset. You know, you can use the word reset, but I can repent. Just turn around. Say, I didn't do that quite right. And I thank God I serve a merciful God, a one with forgiveness, a one with grace, a one that knew I was going to have these type of issues. So he sent his only begotten son to pay the price for each and every one of us. And then I have the ability to say, oh, I can do that. I can modify there a little bit. And you know, it's all the way around. I know I ain't trying to clean myself up to be a glorified person. I can't glorify myself. No matter how much I clean this flesh, I ain't getting glorified. Amen. But I tell you what, I want to yield to God. Amen. I want him to be able to use me on this side. I want to get out of the way so I can be an example to somebody. I want to help somebody else. Amen. Because I believe that's why I'm here. Amen. Eternal life is what you can do, what you do for others. Yes. Only what you do for Christ will last. Amen. These things we've been saying for years around here, but they still apply today. So I'm not here just trying to say it doesn't matter about this or matter about that. I want all God's instructions. Amen. I want to be what he wants me to be. Amen. I want to live the way he wants me to live. Amen. I want to do the way he wants me to do. I want to get friends that he wants me to have. Amen. I want to come to church every service and hear him talk to me. Right. I want to have a good home. Amen. I want to run my home the right way. Yeah. On and on and on.
Amen.
And you know what? I can also go to the other side, and tomorrow the rapture can come, and the rest will take care of itself anyhow. I know how to put everything in this place. If I don't get it all right, I'm still going. If I still stumble, I'm still going. But one day I'll be perfect in all three rims, and all that will take care of itself. But you know, I'm here to church tonight to get a little bit more light, a little bit more clear understanding, a little bit more brightening of this thing to remind me what my real job is. And tell me what he wants me to do. Yeah. See, because if I'm on this side, I got a job to do. If I'm on the other side, I'll be rejoicing there too. Right. Oh, I like having that balance.
Oh, yeah.
I'm happy to be here,
amen.
And I'll be happier there, but I'm happy either way.
Amen. That's right.
But I'm not just coming to church just to come to church like we say. I'm not here just to see you. There's other ways I can do that. I'm not here just to talk and chat.
Yes, sir.
I'm here to get to business. And it ain't even just because I'm preaching. If somebody else is preaching, I'd be wanting to get to business. I want to hear the word.
Yes.
I want to know what God wants.
Amen.
And I do know what he wants, but I want him to say it another way where I get stronger. Because that's what happens. I've known the rapture is supposed to be the job for quite a few years now. But you know, tonight I sit here and see it could happen at any moment more than I ever saw it. Look at the real conditions. It's just setting up just right. And you know, and we have so much light. We, of course, we have full light, but we don't even sometimes realize how much light we have. People don't have a clue the world conditions setting up the right way. There's people having ideas at the end time. They can know that Israel's going to be involved somehow. But we've had a prophet come and tell us exactly how it's going to happen.
Amen.
He said there's going to have to be 144,000 over there.
Right.
He said they're going to have to be in their homeland.
Right.
And those 144,000 cannot be killed until their messengers come.
Amen.
And talk to them.
Amen.
Oh, God has always taken care of his people.
Yes, he has.
Just like no predestinated seed has ever been aborted. There, you know, I'll say this, and I'm more worried about Gentiles than those Israels, but those 144,000, there won't be a one of them murdered, killed, destroyed, until they get their new birth. Because that's what God's word says. Oh, that gets me excited. Apply that to yourself. The devil couldn't get you. He couldn't tackle you. He couldn't mess up your life. Until the appointment that God had with you was to take place. Because God foreknew you and saw you and predestinated you and said, all that belong to me will come to me. And there's different ways we come, but you'll come because he said he saw you coming. And the devil can't stop it from happening. That ought to make you feel pretty good. That makes me feel good. Devil can't in my life until God allows him.
Amen.
And I don't even want to give the devil credit for ending my life.
Nope.
God's getting my life will end when God says I'm done with him.
Amen.
If that even happens.
Right.
I'm like, Brother Moore, I believe I'm going to be alive and remain.
Yeah.
And if I'm not, don't worry about it. I'll just be those that will come down to meet you.
Right.
But I'm going to be there one way in that scripture.
Yeah.
But I just believe it. We're close enough that I'll be alive and remain.
Amen.
I just want to believe that. He didn't promise me a hole in the ground. He promised me a hole in the sky.
That's
Sister Alice said.
That's right.
So, it's good to be the bride. It's good to have this light. And that's what I was trying to say is Israel's in their homeland. Or, if not, they're real close. You got, as Brother Moore said, I didn't think about this until he said Sunday. Pope hasn't said much. And do you realize what the prophet told us is, you know, Wall Street is going to crash.
Right.
And the majority of people into that Wall Street that has so much in it is Jews. And when it crashes, they're not going to have anything. And here comes the people that have something. Rome. They'll have gold. Say, we're going to back you up. And, you know, you would say, well, what does that mean and how's that going to happen? Do you realize when our stock market is collapsed before we borrowed money from other countries?
Oh, yeah.
It ain't going to be that strange to do that.
No.
We borrowed from China back in the housing bubble.
Right.
So when it ever happens, guess what? Rome will be right there.
Yeah.
I got a way for you guys to get out of this.
Go.
We got some gold. But the scripture tells us, and our prophet told us, that in the middle of that last week, they're going to break that covenant.
Yeah.
Rome is going to go against Israel.
Right.
And isn't it interesting that that Pope ain't saying anything right now?
Right.
That's an interesting concept. Because he really don't like them.
No.
Because as you said, he thinks that they killed Jesus.
Right.
Luther thought that.
Right.
You know, Brother Branham said that's why he wasn't a prophet. And Luther was a messenger, had the truth for his day and hour.
Right.
But he don't really, so that's setting up. And then you know what the prophet told us? Now think about this one. He said, when all that's going on, eventually there's going to be one country that sticks up for Israel.
That's right.
Russia. Now, who doesn't care about anybody? Who doesn't care what the Pope thinks? Who, for the most part, is an atheist country? Doesn't care if the Pope said something or Israel said something. They're going to do their own thing. Russia. And they got a pretty crazy leader now, too. So it's getting set up one way or the other. If it ain't now, it's soon. Because it's setting up. And we know this. This ain't guessing at it. We've been told this by our prophet. And it's clearly in the scriptures to even line it up for us.
Amen.
We have more light. Sometimes I think we even know.
Amen.
And thank God for it.
Amen.
So all that said, turn with me to the book of Revelation. The 22nd chapter. That's the last chapter in the Bible, brother. And I know you don't read Revelation like a storybook, but I'm going to tell you something. Revelation 22 does have some end time scripture in it. It's got the end of it in it. And I'm going to let you get there, but we're going to start with verse 10, the 22nd chapter. And I'm going to read all the way to the end before I preach. That's hard to do sometimes. So let's just do it, and then we don't have to worry about reading anymore. Verse 10, and he saith unto me, and you're going to, the first verse is going to be hard to get through. Seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. He which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter through the gates into the city. For without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. Two classes of people right there. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of this book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book.
Amen.
He which testifieth these things say, surely I come quickly.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Even so, come Lord Jesus.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Now, there's a lot in there. But my title tonight is, Even So, Come, Lord Jesus. Now, I want to talk about a few parts of this scripture, but I thought about John for a minute, because for somebody to say, Even So, Lord, come, you got to know who you are. Because John's sitting here, and he's seeing, if you're not a person that's in good position, you're in trouble. You're not going to be able to go to the city. You won't go get the tree of life. So for John to even say, come, Lord Jesus, that means John knew who he was. And we know he did. Because Revelation, the 5th chapter, he saw his name in the book, Brother Deskins. So John was not afraid of the Lord coming. John was not afraid that he was the filthy. John knew he was the righteous. And so he could sit there and very confidently say, come, Lord Jesus, because I know you're coming for me.
Right. Amen.
And that's a beautiful place to be in this hour that we live in.
Amen.
Because John was just a representative of the bride.
Amen.
And if you know who you are this evening, you can say confidently, come, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
You're not afraid to be left behind.
Amen.
You're not afraid that you're going to be burnt, so to speak. You know you're going to heaven.
Amen.
And it's exciting to think about God coming and taking you home.
Amen.
Now, here's the point I want to make. Here's what's so great about John or the bride of Jesus Christ. We have so much light that I'm not saying come, Lord Jesus, because I'm just so unhappy down here. I enjoy serving God down here. I have so much light and have an understanding that I actually can walk through this life with my head up.
Amen.
If God decides we got five more years here, you know what? I'm going to have my head high saying, I got work to do.
Amen.
But what's different between us and the world is we know what our job is.
Amen.
We know we're safe. We know the devil can't get us.
Amen.
We know no matter how bad it gets, he can't let it get so bad those 144,000 die. We know we're in Goshen,
yeah,
where light is,
amen,
and we're safe.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good place to be.
Amen.
To live is Christ, to die is gain.
Amen.
I'm winning no matter what comes.
Amen. Right.
On this side, I'm full of light, Brother Moore. I have a full word understanding.
Amen.
I enjoy walking around with this stuff.
Amen.
Walking around meeting foolish virgins. Walking around and seeing new people get born again.
Amen.
Seeing people come in and be a year old.
Amen.
Oh, I get joy out of that.
Yeah.
Sister Beth, your testimony touched me tonight.
Because
that was revelation. And revelation means so much to the bride.
Amen.
It ain't just words. It ain't just check the box. You actually have a clear understanding that changes your life.
Amen.
Brings you peace.
Yeah.
Brings you rest.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what we have.
Yes,
we have light in this dark hour.
Yes.
We have a full word revelation.
Yes, we do.
Oh, if I live on this side, I'm in a good shape.
Yeah.
Oh, if I walk here five more years, no matter how dismal it gets, I can hold my head high.
Yes.
I know I'm born again.
Yes.
I know I'm a child of the King. I've seen my name in the book. I know I can apply my token to my loved ones. I know this full understanding.
Yeah.
I know that what he's coming back for.
Amen.
So if I'm here, I'm happy.
Amen.
But even so, Lord, come.
Even so,
see, that's the other understanding I got.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I know this ain't my home. I'm just passing through. Oh, God's had a work to do to come down in this amount of time.
Right.
But when that time's over, this ain't my final destination.
Right.
I got a promise.
Amen.
Let not your heart be troubled. I've gone and prepared a place for you.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not worried about him coming. I want him to come.
Amen.
Because I know that that's where I really belong.
Amen.
Oh, some of our loved ones have passed this week, but what a day it's going to be when we have a real reunion.
Yeah.
I was thinking this week because of that, I thought, I was thinking about that reunion. Because
yeah,
it's with the living and the sleeping. Because now let me explain what I mean by that. I think quite often, you guys know I think about Don Allen, Ruby Allen, Kim Allen. I can give you a few more. I can't wait to see them again. That's going to be a wonderful time, Dad, to be reunion. I want to see Brother Childers again. I want to meet Brother Branham and face to face. I want to meet Paul. I want to meet so many. I could go down the list. That's going to be a wonderful thing. Even so, Lord Jesus, come. But you know what? I even think about you all. Because over here, we got to part. We got to go our ways. We face everyday life. But you realize we're going somewhere where we will be in 100% fellowship. No parting, no crying, no sickness. It'll be God all in all eventually. Oh, that's a beautiful place to go. Even so, Lord, come. And why I can say that is I know I've seen my name in the book. I'm in full light. I've got the token applied.
Amen.
I'm safe. I'm secure.
Yes.
I don't just say I'm signed, sealed, and delivered so I can do everything I want. No, I got a real token applied.
Yes.
I serve God. I'm his child.
Amen.
And I'm the one he's coming back for.
That's right.
And then I'm going to shed this nasty pest house,
yeah,
and put on a glorified body.
Amen.
And then I'll have a theophany to take the place of my spirit rim.
Right.
And I'll have all three rims in perfection.
That's right.
Oh, that's going to be a place to go.
Amen.
And I can see it's the end time.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to get to that here in a little bit. But I see the signs all around me.
All around.
Do you realize he who's filthy is still going to be filthy, and he who's righteous, that's now.
Amen.
We're not waiting for that to happen.
Yeah.
That's been a manifestation for a while.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that.
Amen.
For just a minute there.
Yeah.
We know, and we've been told before, Christ sat on the mercy seat, intercessory seat, did intercessory work for 7 ages long.
Right.
He sat there until every name was revealed.
Amen.
And what you got to realize, your name's in that book.
Right.
But But you got to realize you can identify it right up here. Because people in Luther's age were born again after Luther's message. Your name really is the Word of God. The real you is the Word of God coming out of you. Think about what we preach. When you're born again, that's the real you. That real you is God. God is the Word. God is the manifestation of the Word. So your real name's right up here. We could call it Luther, or we could call it justification. We could call it Wesley, or we could call it sanctification. But I'm up here, and I believe and preach everything that Brother Branham believed and preached. So my name's up there. And in 1963, we could put a date on it. God stepped off. Jesus stepped off that seat and went and claimed the book, because every name's been revealed, and said, now I'm going down to claim everything I redeemed. This is just more light that we have that the rest of the world don't have. Now, just to help you as an individual, you say 1963, Jeremiah wasn't even born. That don't matter. See, God's not limited in time like we are. God, as far as he's concerned, your name's revealed. Because if you're born again in 2016 or awakened, you're falling under that message right up there. You're believing what the prophet brought. So you are already accounted for in 1963. And let me remind you, God already saw you before the foundation of the world and transferred your name before the foundation of the world, before you even had a chance to come here and be born. So God's not even bound by time. But he stood there all seven ages. And let's say you came in a year ago, Beth. You still are counted right up there because you believe what Brother Branham preached. And that's how it works. And that's how you count it. And that scripture that says, let him who's filthy still be filthy still, and him who is righteous, righteous, that's the two classes of people. Those that are righteous are his bride. Those that are born again. Those that have that token that Brother Moore was talking about on Sunday. That's who's righteous. And every believer through all ages are the righteous ones. But everybody that rejected God and didn't want his word, or maybe because they didn't recognize their day in his message, they're not born again. They're not going. And they're filthy. And there's nothing they can do to change that state. But here you are. You're in the other state. You're righteous. And there's nothing you can do to change that state. Oh, that gets me excited. You see why John can be so confident? Come, Lord Jesus. I see my name in the book. I've identified my message. I'm one of the righteous ones. Oh, that gets me excited. I know I'm sealed. I know I'm in. I know he saw me before the foundation of the world. I know that I am righteous, spotless, sinless, perfect bride of Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm not afraid of his coming. No. I'm looking for his coming. Amen. It's the end time. I'm in light.
Yes, yes, that's right.
Now we have flesh, spirit. Devil talks to us. He tries to get us to tremble. I ain't taking away that. But when you got a real revelation, that gets weaker and weaker and weaker. I bet you Moses or Aaron, you get some of the strong elders back there, that death angel's going to come by. I'm under the token. You know, I'm sure some people probably thought, are you sure, Moses? But you know, Moses probably just sat there, that's what he told me. I'm under that token. And ain't nothing else he told me failed. I'm going, I'm all right. Death angel could come all at once, but I'm going to live. That's where I'm at tonight. Let the death angel come. Bring on the tribulation, because I won't be here. He's going to take me out of here before the great tribulation. Let come what may. Even so, Lord, come, because I know I'm ready. That's what Brother Branham had a quote. I didn't bring it. He said, the bride's made herself ready. I'm ready to go. I'm dressed up. I have everything I need. I got a full word understanding. And it could happen at any moment. Now, I wanted to get to this chapter because you can start seeing how Moses back there is a good type of this. Because there's a group of people here that wasn't in Goshen. The filthy. And there's a group of people here that was in Goshen that applied the token. The righteous. And don't forget what Brother Moore told us on Sunday. It wasn't good enough just to sit in Goshen. If you didn't apply the token, you can be in Goshen all you want. And you would have died like the rest. You got to apply that token. And I'm not trying to make that a bunch of hard works. That's just believing your message and manifesting the word of God for your hour.
Yes.
And if you're truly born again, it will manifest every day of your life.
Amen.
Amen. But let's make some points about it. if you ain't never come to church, don't care about no word, you're acting like an unbeliever.
Amen. Right.
That's the phrase I'm going to use on you.
Right. Right.
You acting like you filthy. God can preach all the word to you and you only want 50% of it.
Right.
You're filthy.
Amen.
Just because your parents come here, you might be sitting here, you have no revelation, you're filthy.
Amen.
You got to serve God for yourself.
Right.
You must be born again.
Amen.
That's another way of saying get the token. Because that's really what the token is. It's God's own life in your very life.
Amen.
The old soul dies and a new life, God's own life, manifests inside you.
Amen.
That means you got the token. And how do you get born again? It's just a clear understanding of the word of God. You recognize your day and its message.
Amen.
And it changes your nature. And you can't help but amen that word of God.
Right.
And you will yield to that word. Doesn't mean you're not going to have problems. Sure, you're going to have problems. But if you never yield to God and do anything He wants you to do, something's wrong somewhere.
Amen.
There needs at least be a desire in there.
Yes.
To say, I want to serve God.
Amen.
And I want to say this, too. He left the mercy seat really in 1963.
Yep.
That scripture, that filthy and righteous is fulfilled there.
Right.
Let me tell you, there's going to come a day, people, when the bride raptures off here. There will not be another Gentile. Not another single Gentile awakened to their Danish message. There's eventually going to come a time when there's not anybody getting born again at all. When this bride leaves the face of this earth, there will be no new birth available for the Gentile. Not on this side. Foolish virgins will get one later. But on this side of time, Brother Deskins, there will be a final day for the Gentiles, Brother James. And that's why this ain't an hour to play church. And I ain't trying to scare you to church, because scaring you to church doesn't work. You got to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ for yourself. That's why Brother Moore told us Sunday, examine yourself. Nobody else really can examine you like you can. Nobody truly lives with you every day like you live with you every day. You know if this word's real to you. You know if this word's first place. You know better than anybody if you've been born again.
Right. You'll know it.
You'll know it.
Right.
And I ain't taking away Brother Moore's ability to take your Holy Ghost from you. I'm just saying, you know if you're serving God or not.
Amen.
You know. Examine yourself.
Right.
By the word.
Amen.
And I'm not telling you got to live by a code of rules and be like so-and-so. Oh. You put God first in your life. You got born again. Because the hour is late. The rapture could happen at any moment. And I ain't trying to put doom and gloom like the world teaches it. I'm just telling you, there's coming a day the Gentiles won't be born again anymore. It's going to be over. I'm just bringing that in because that's what I felt God told us a little bit Sunday. This is ply token time. Don't just sit and go shit and play around. The death angel's coming. The great tribulation really is coming. God is getting ready to transfer gears from the Gentiles to the 144,000. And when the bride fully is through this rapture, he will be dealing with those Jews and not with the Gentiles.
Amen.
That's where we are, people.
Amen.
And that could happen at any moment.
Amen.
Our prophet told us in many different ways. I don't see another scripture left to be fulfilled but the rapture.
Amen.
You know, I have a quote up here. Let me read this real quick. This is another way of him saying it. Then I'll get back to making you feel good. Brother Branham says, and the world's again falling apart. We never have another revival. I know you're looking for it, but I don't see it in the scripture. I look for a rapture for just a handful of people. That's right, just a handful of people. Now, it doesn't mean that we don't have a church service that's a good revival time. That's not what Brother Bam was saying there. Doesn't mean we don't have our bride revival and we have the word and rejoicing on it. Well, he's trying to say there's not another messenger coming. There's not another church age. There's not some big campaign we're still waiting on. Seven ages have been fulfilled. The messengers have come. The body's been built. Redemption is over. It is time to get out of here. It's rapture time. Now, we will enjoy ourselves until that day comes fully. But as far as there being another age and another 2,000 years, that's not what's coming on this side. The next 2,000 years will be on the other side. And eventually, that's eternity, and we don't even count as time. We'll have a millennium as 1,000 years. But once we get beyond that, time won't even matter. So I'm just throwing that in there a little bit for you. Because when you, this is what Brother Moore was telling us on Sunday. It's in Goshen. The death angel is coming. Don't just sit in Goshen. Get out of the token.
Yeah, that's right.
The rapture's coming. The great tribulation period is coming. This is the hour. The rapture's already in process. It's time to be accounted for.
Amen.
And you know what? What's so great is we're like John.
Yeah.
I know I'm accounted for.
All right.
I know I'm in a life. It's like they always say, he called me a buzzard. He called me an eagle.
Right.
I'm one of them.
Yeah.
I'm accounted for.
Right.
I've applied the token.
Yeah.
I'm in the ark.
Amen.
I'm under the blood.
Yeah.
I'm safe, secure. He's coming to get me and take me back with him.
Amen.
I'm okay. I told you I'd get back to making you feel good. I just want to bring these things in. Because this is the hour we're living in. He who's filthy is filthy. He who's just is unjust. He who's righteous is righteous. The other part I want to make sure I bring out here, this scripture says the Spirit and the bride say, come. That means the bride is saying the same thing as God. And Brother Branham said that the prophet, the bride, and Christ or the Spirit will be saying the same thing. That means we have light, people. Because God's word is the light. You know, it was only a few months ago that we grew in the knowledge and understanding of how God just held back that light.
Yeah.
And you can see,
right.
Until down at the end, they reject him right out of the church.
Right.
And you know, these denominations, sure they believe in Christ, and sure they believe he came, but they rejected the word for the hour.
That's right.
Christ is on the outside of the church.
Amen.
They are serving God, thinking they're doing him a service, and it's not even his will.
No.
Sincere, good people.
Amen.
We should have a good attitude for them. Some of them foolish virgins.
Right.
But the point being is, we are not in darkness.
No,
we're the bride.
Amen.
We're the ones with the full word understanding.
Amen.
We're the ones saying, come.
Yeah.
And come, that means a lot. Yeah, it means come. Come and go with me to my Father's house. But what that scripture is really trying to say is we have the revelation of God that we're the very mouthpiece of God himself. The final voice to the final age is in the bride of Jesus Christ. That means, Brother James, we have total light.
Yes.
We're in our own Goshen.
Amen.
And yeah, I want to keep breaking it down simple. All that means is many people read the Bible and they don't know what it means. But you know, we read our Bible and we know what it means. We understand it. Like I start off, we understand Israel's supposed to be doing what they're doing. We understand the Pope's supposed to be doing what they're supposed to be doing. We understand we go to church. I'll keep it simple for kids to be able to get. We know that we're different. We believe in a prophet. Most of the world don't believe in a prophet. We believe in what he said and that what he warned us about. We believe we're the bride of Jesus Christ, that we're actually the people that he's coming back for.
Amen.
That's having light.
Right.
And we're so sure that our kids and our people get up here and say, I know who I am. I'm taking my father or my grandfather.
Amen.
That's having light.
Amen.
The rest of the world don't have that light. They're out there. I was driving the other day by the mall, and they're out there with their loudspeaker condemning people for being homosexuals, having no clue what God's really wanting for this hour. And I know what's right and wrong, but you ain't saving people that way. I know that too. That's the problem. And they're blinded. But here we are, little bride, sitting in Goshen with full word understanding. My kid's in the car at that time. They know that homosexuality ain't right, but at the same time, they know you can give grace. They know you can treat people right. And it's just a spirit. That's the kind of word we get in here. That's the kind of understanding we get in here. Oh, thank God for these things. That we know how to treat people, deal with people, give grace when needed, give judgment when needed. We have a full word understanding. That's why it's good to be where John is. Even so, Lord, come. I'm ready to go. I do want to go. Now, I tell you, I'll be happy over here. I will be. But I'm ready to go. I can't wait until that day. When I see the events all around me, I'm getting more excited, Brother Moore. When I see what Israel's getting ready to be hated by the entire world, I'm like, oh, my Lord. This is the closest we've ever been. This is the closest we've ever been. And I'm not saying it's tomorrow, but man, it feels like it could be. And I'm sitting here with a revelation, seeing my name in the book, saying, come, Lord Jesus. I'm in light. Come take me home where I belong. I'm ready. But until then, my heart will go on singing. Oh, that gets me turned on. I can listen to Pastor Moore preach and amen and say, Lord, help me step up. I'm going to apply this thing. But at the same time, I know I'm one of them. I got this token. I got this clear word understanding. I've seen an open book. I know I'm born again. I'm ready for the journey, no matter what somebody else thinks. Oh, I may not live up to their standard. I want to, but I just can't or don't. Sorry, I'm not going to always live up to your standard. But I'm like John, even so, Lord, come. I've seen my name in that book. And when John saw his name in that book, he said everything heard him rejoicing. Oh, that's where we are, Lord Bride. In the darkest hour of dark. When the world don't want God. When they're so far away from him. You know, the natural back there, God said, make it so dark they feel it. That was in a, they felt it in a natural field. I'm telling you, it's dark here. It's gross darkness. This world's turned down God. He's outside the church. They don't want him. They can feel it. Here we are. Sitting in our Goshen. The word of the hour. Sitting in our land with full light. Safe under that token. Blood's been applied. You know, it's those type of circumstances in life. And the Old Testament was just tight. But think about Noah sitting in that ark. Never rained like that before, but safe as could be. Israel sitting in Goshen under that blood at the doorpost, as safe as they could be. Daniel in the lion's den, as safe as he could be. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in that hot furnace, safe as they could be. And here we are at another junction of time. The world's dark. If I didn't have a revelation, this thing could go a nuclear war at any moment. And it is eventually going to happen, and it'll wipe out the whole face of the earth. You don't even need a revelation to know that could happen. People have nuclear bombs, and you know that we don't like each other. And if I didn't have a revelation, I think, oh, my Lord, what are we going to do? But I'm in the ark. Amen. I'm under the token. I have an understanding. I've been born again. I'm God's child. Amen. I'm safe as safe can be. Amen. And I'm sitting here saying, even so, Lord, come. Amen. It's time to get out of here. Yes. It's the hour. Yes. He might say, we might not know today, but it's the season, people. Amen. You can tell it's fall. You can tell when it's winter. It's the season. And what a day that'll be. Oh, James loves to quote Thessalonians 14 there. I think it's 16. Comfort one another with these words. Well, let me comfort you for a minute. We're in the ark. And we got a promise. He's coming back. That we're going to meet him in the air. And he's not going to come and take and leave any of us behind. And he's taking us back with him. And we're going to a marriage supper. And we'll be perfect in all three rims. And we'll be with our loved ones forever. What's not to look forward to? This ain't the fourth church age. And I got whatever, 500 and so many years left. This ain't the first church age where I got 2,000 years left. People. You know, let me tell you something else Brother Brand said, because when you read the book of Revelations, in this church age right here, Jesus said, you can read it, Jesus says, surely I come quickly. And Brother Brand said that, he said, he's going to make a short work of the end time. And really, he did, because this really should say 1906 to 1963, just so you know. This age was shorter than this age. Because the Bible says he will shorten those days for the elect's sake, because if he didn't, they couldn't even be saved. So this ain't, we got a bunch of years left, people. In the sense the seven church age is already over.
Amen.
This is time to get out of here.
Amen.
This ain't another 2,000 years. If there was another 2,000 years, it would break God's type.
That's right.
And it would break what Brother Branham said. Because he even preached that every 2,000 years things have happened.
That's right.
So we're going to get out of here, people. And I'm like John.
Amen.
Know who I am. But I wanted to teach it to you in such a way. It's not the spirit of, I just am so miserable in this life. I'm happy. I'm enjoying what I'm doing, brother. If I'm here another 10 years, I'm going to serve God.
Amen.
With a smile on my face.
Amen.
Won't even be a forced smile. I'll be enjoying this thing. We have good church.
Yes.
I ain't sad. I'm happy.
Amen.
The years, it used to be the deacons would shake your hand, but the more and more happy we got, they won't enter in without a smile. And it's not forced. We're just a happy group of people.
Amen.
I walk in here, and I may have had a tough day at work.
Right.
I see those deacons smiling. I'm thinking, you know, you're right. We're home.
Yes.
This is what we're really about.
Yes.
We're safe.
Yes.
That'll wait till tomorrow,
yes.
If tomorrow even comes.
Right.
Let me focus for just a little bit on what really matters.
Right.
I can smile about that.
Amen.
I might have went through work stressed or whatever the day I brought.
Right.
But then let me shake myself. Let me reset.
Yeah.
Let me remind myself who I am.
Amen.
One more time, like Samson said, Lord, talk to me one more time.
Amen.
Let me take these pillars and shake them good.
Amen.
And let this world crumble. And even so come, let's get out of here.
Amen.
That's what I come in here tonight. I know it could be any day.
That's right.
That's how close we are.
Yeah.
It could be any day we get out of here.
Amen. That's right.
What a day that'll be. Not time to play church.
No.
Not time to be in and out.
No.
Examine yourself.
Jeez.
Then on the other hand, a lot of us in here have done that.
Oh, yeah.
We know who we are.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right, Brother Moore. Really, we do it every service. You know, that's a point to drive home. You know, really, we're coming in here every service examining ourselves.
Amen.
Letting God talk to us.
Amen.
You know, it only takes one service to show you're an unbeliever. It really does. It only takes one service to walk out of here. So you're coming in here every service. And that's not a scare tactic. You're examining yourself every service. All it does is take one service not to disbelieve the Word of God. So every service you're in here, proving you're a believer. And the thing is those that have it, you're like, Brother Moore, I'm going to outlast you. I know I'm a believer. I'll be back. I don't know about you, but I know about me.
Amen.
I'll be here serving God.
Amen.
You might leave me. You might fall off. You might be in for 2 years and out for two and in for two. I can't stand on that. I don't worry about that. That'll take care of itself. I don't get too impressed with somebody being here for a week, 2 weeks. Because I've seen people be here 20 years and walk out the door. So you're examining yourself really, Brother Moore, every service. But you know what? I'm a believer.
Amen.
I've been patted on the back in here. I've been spanked in here at both ends of the spectrum and everywhere in between. But every time I've been able to say amen to the Word of God. And that's why you don't add or take away from this book. You know, Brother Branham said, really, God put that in three places. Told Adam to not do things, and that word got changed. Jesus come and said, you must live by every word of God, every word kind of path. And then here we are at the end. Don't add or don't take away. You know what God cares more about than anything? His word. You know why sometimes we have expressions in here. We say, I ain't worried about the flesh. God don't care about the flesh. That's true. Because you know why? Because God's really just worried about his word and manifesting his word. And a mistake does not stop him from manifesting his word. So I don't worry about the flesh. On the other side of the coin, we try to do what God wants us to do. But when we say we don't care about the flesh, we know we have the Word. And what God's really worried about is the Word. And that's who I am. That's what my soul is it feeds on the Word of God. So if I make a mistake tonight, God really ain't worried about that. Well, he'd be disgruntled with me for it as I said, I don't believe what you preach tonight. I don't care about that. That's what'll upset him. You know? And so examine yourself. I don't know that I drove home getting out of here strong enough, but I just want to finish with that. Even so, Lord, come.
Yes.
John was confident who he was.
Yes.
And I think that's the main point. We're confident who we are.
Yes.
We're in Goshen. We're in the light. We've seen our name. I'm not afraid of the rapture. I'm not afraid to be left behind. I'm not afraid of the world condition. I'm happy serving God on this side. Amen. I'm ready for the journey. If it comes tonight, I'm ready. If it comes tomorrow, I'm ready. If it comes in 5 years, I'm ready. Even so, Lord, come. John saw the whole book, saw the revelation, and the way he closed almost the whole entire chapter. He said grace at the end of it, but he said, even so, Lord, come. And I see that there's no scripture left to be fulfilled. I can see Israel shaping up, Russia shaping up, Rome shaping up, the world conditions in shape. There was a time when Brother Church used to predict when the rapture was going to come. 1 year, he said the world condition's not in the right shape. He made that comment. I'm weird. I remember those things. Brother Chillers, the world's in shape. Yeah, yeah. He'd be talking a little bit different tonight. Yeah. It's a little closer tonight.
Right. Yeah.
Even so, Lord, come. Because I know where I'm at.
Amen.
I ain't worried about the world condition. I'm at peace.
Yes. Oh my, yes.
I know there can't be a nuclear bomb come over here and start this great tribulation until I'm out of here.
Amen.
And Israel don't even know what I know about them yet.
No.
That they can't even be touched.
Yeah.
Until God deals with them. And that's why we get excited, people, because the grip's coming on Israel.
Oh, yeah.
The world's turning. They don't like what they're doing.
Right.
You know what that means? That means they're getting close to 144,000. Mm-hmm. That devil's trying to, I got to get there.
Right.
Oh, God's got one up his sleeve. He's always ahead of them.
Amen.
He'll get us out of here before that happens.
Amen.
He'll send us two prophets, deal
that's
with them.
Right.
They'll be born in a day. And then they'll rapture with their people, with their prophet.
Amen.
Oh, that's exciting. But for me, even so, Lord, come. Come on, Pastor Moore.
Yeah.
Get out of your way.
It's good to know what we know.
Amen.
It's good to be who we are.
Yeah.
I mean, the rest of the world, they don't have a clue. They're striving. And if you look... And I watch the news every day. I watch it all. I watch it all the time. And it's not because I don't know what's going to happen. It's because I'm just waiting to hear them testify of these things. Because God's going to make the world testify of these things.
Amen.
And I'm just looking at the news because I know he said at some point they're going to turn on him. And I want to see it. I think that's why I'm here. I'm here to witness God's word. Because God said he won't send his word out void, and there will always be a witness. And if we are at the end time, and we are, and if we are the final voice to the final age, and we are, and if we are Luke 17:30, and we are, if we are at Thessalonians chapter 4, those that alive and remain,
right.
And we are,
yes.
You know, how can you believe anything different?
Come on.
He said, well, I don't believe I'm one of them. Then you must be believing that you're going to die or something. Because the Bible tells me in Thessalonians chapter 4 that they that are alive and remain at the coming, the Lord himself, listen how close this is. The Lord himself is going to descend from heaven with a shout and the voice of the trump of God. He's going to do all three of those. And Brother Branham said he does all three of those in his coming.
Yes.
Coming to who? Coming to the Gentile bride.
Yes. Right.
Shout. It's already taken place.
Yep.
History.
Yep.
The voice is in the bride.
Yes.
Been in a bride since 1963.
Right.
There's only one last thing to do. That's why I tell y'all, to get everything else off your plate,
yes.
But the rapture.
Right.
Because the only thing left is for us to unite with the sleeping saints. We don't have to take a message and they want to take it around the world and want to do all these things. Brother Brennan went around the world 7 times. He took the message around. He did. And matter of fact, in Revelation chapter 10, we don't have any other message outside of what he gave.
That's it.
Verse 8 says, you take the book. You eat the book. And then down there at the end of verse 11, it says, now you prophesy again. Well, that means it's been prophesied once before. What are we going to prophesy? What's already been told us by the prophet? We're going to prophesy the same thing he did. That's why when people ask me, because I have people ask me, oh, what about the dome? What about the mosque? What about the new temple? What about this and what about that? And how's this going to work? And Gog and Magog, and they have all these things they want to know. I'm like, well, let's see what the prophet said. Because I can't tell you any more than what he did. You say, well, it looks to me, I don't care what it looks like to you. What did the prophet say on it? Because I can only prophesy what he prophesied. But everything else is done. There is nothing. We don't have to take the message around the world again. It's done. Now we're doing like John said. Lord, even so, come, I'm ready. John saw his name. When he saw his name, that finished it for him. He's like, whoa, this is me. And if I'm here, then if you put me on the Isle of Patmos, it won't matter. If you do this to me or do that to me, it won't matter. See, that's where we got to get, bride. When you realize that we're the final voice to the final age, when you realize that we're the ones going to be changed in a moment and twinkling an eye, when you realize all these things, like I said, if we are the ones who are going to be changed in a moment and twinkling an eye, that means Israel's 144,000 is already there somewhere. And if they're not in Israel now, they'll be there. There are people coming out. The Jewish people are coming from all over the world getting back to Israel. They got to go over there and protect the homeland. People who never thought there were people. There's people over there now that wasn't even planning on going. They're over here in the United States, had a good career, good job. I saw one, they were had their job, they had their career, they're living their life. And after October 7th, they laid it all down and said, I got to go to Israel. And if you'd asked them a week earlier, are you ever going to go back to Israel? No, I'll go back to visit. That's my homeland, but I'm not. I got a life here. I got a career here. See how quickly God can change the world? Just like that. One minute you look like we're God forever. And the next minute it looks like, Lord, when did that happen? That's what happened with John and Jesus. John came on the scene and Jesus told him, said, hey, y'all missed it. John's come and gone. And you didn't even know it. This bride's going to come and go. And they're going to be so busy fighting amongst themselves that the few little people that leave this world, they won't even know. I had somebody ask me, said, well, won't they miss you when the cars wreck and the trains crash and when all this happens? I said, they won't even know it. It's a secret. It's a secret. And God's going to take care of it. And man's not even going to be aware that we're gone. They didn't know when he came, and they won't know when he leaves, just like every other time. But this bride, she's seen her name. She knows who it is, who she is. She knows what to do with the word. I don't see any scriptures preventing the body change from happening before morning. That's where we're sitting. We're sitting. We're just right there. Right there. You say, well, what else do you need? He's done it all. He's given us a clear understanding. He has opened up our eyes and let us see everything. We know every move that's being made on this earth right now. We're sitting here watching it all. We're watching it all. And when he's ready, we're ready. We want to say, whoa, wait, Lord, I need to wait. I want to grow up. I want to be older. I want to get married and have kids. I have a career. I want to retire first. I'm happy to be here, but I'm happy to leave. I ain't anxious in the sense that, you know, some people are so heaven bound that they're no earthly good. They're so spiritual minded that it's like, it's God, and I can't stand to be here, and I can't wait till I leave, and just almost want to kill themselves to get out of here. That's unbalanced. If I'm here, I'm here to do thy will, O God. There's work to be done. Every day I live, there's something I need to do. And then when he finishes with this house, if this earthly tabernacle be dissolved, I got another one waiting on me. I don't have to worry about this one. I win either way. If I go by the grave, I win. If I go by the body change, I win. But we're so close now that it's almost, you know, and they've been saying that since Brother Branham came. You know, and that's why Brother Branham said, plant your potatoes. Because some people get so godly that they won't. They sit right down. I ain't working. I ain't going to eat no more. This is the Lord's coming. The Lord's coming. I got to. No. Go to work. Because until he gets here, you better keep that body alive. until he's ready to lay it down. Don't you lay it down. But we're like John. Lord, even so, let it come. When you're ready, this bride ain't going to hang on to one extra day. And I appreciate that. Now, I'm going to have prayer for this prayer cloth, and we're going to mail it down to Sister Early because she wants to send it to Joey, her son. He's going to have some surgeries. And so I thought, you know how we do it around here. Usually when you come up and want a prayer cloth, I let you come and pray for it with me. It's not my faith, it's our faith. And so I told her when she asked for this, and she may be probably listening tonight, and I said, well, I'll have this prayed. We'll pray for it, but I'm going to mail it to you. I'm not mailing to Joey. I'm going to mail it to you because you're the one's got the faith. And I want you to use your faith to mail it on to him. Because when you all take these prayer cloths to whoever you're taking them to, you testify to them of what it's for. And so we're going to pray for this, and we're going to send this to Brother Joey. And I've known him, Joey, since he was a little boy. And so he's gone through some things. He needs God to touch him. He's got some surgeries coming up. He's got a lot of things going on in his life. And we want to send this down so that God can help him through these tests. But even so, Lord, the children of Israel are amazing to me. Their faith. They've got some unusual faith. They're believers. They're packing them, going over there, knowing I got to protect my homeland. And it's like, and they know God's on their side. They know. That's what makes everybody so mad, because they know God's on their side. And I'm thinking about the three Hebrew boys. And they threw them in a fiery furnace and said, you know what? My God's able. I ain't worried about your fire. And said, you know what? He's able to deliver us. But even if he doesn't, still okay. So we pray for things, and we expect God to move. But even if he doesn't, we're still okay. Brother Branham said, if I lost a patient, I'll pray for the next one. I'm not going to stop because I believe the word. He said, by his stripes, I'm healed. You know, so we're going to pray. I'm going to ask Brother Allen to come and lay your hands on this with me and both Allens. And we're going to pray for this, and we're going to send this down to Florida. Heavenly Father, we come before you this evening, Lord, knowing by your word said, by your stripes we're healed. And Lord, this cloth that we have here is going to go across the country. It's going to make a couple of stops. But Lord, we ask you to anoint the faith behind the cloth so that whatever you need to do to make him whole, Father, we ask you to move on his behalf. We ask you to move even in the surgeries that the doctors would be amazed at how it comes out. And Father, when it's all said and done, we want you to get the glory and just get the praise and the honor for such a blessing and such a healing that, Lord, he would have to testify of it himself. Thank you for the earlies and their faith and their belief in the Word of God, knowing that, Lord, you move on the Word, and they've seen it move before. And Father, as we send this cloth, we ask you to send that faith with it. Thank you for everything. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. 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 Come on, musicians. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see. When I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. When he takes me by the hand and leads me through that promised land. Israel's promised land is there, but our promised land is there. What a glorious day that'll be. Amen. That's in the key of G. There is coming a day when no heartaches shall come, no more clouds in the sky, and no more tears to dim the eye. All is peace forevermore on that happy golden shore. Oh, what a day, what a glorious day that will be. Glorious day that will be. There'll be no sorrow there. Oh, there'll be no sorrow there. And no more burdens to bear. No more sickness. No more pain.
I shall see.